defenders of the Alliance and warriors of the Horde, heroes of Overwatch, Sanctuary, and the Koprulu Sector. This is Group Quest, a roundtable podcast from Dawnforge Productions. Join us as we gather a collection of strong voices from around the community. Now, here are our hosts, Gulvin and Joe.
Want to support the show? Then why not support us on Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest. All proceeds go towards taking the show to the next level, and you get some cool rewards, such as access to GQ2, our After Hours mini-sode podcast, shoutouts, AMAs, and even joining us on the show as a guest. For more information on the tiers and to subscribe, head to patreon.com/thegroupquest. And welcome back to Group Quest, everybody. Today is our special end of the year dual podcast episodes, with the first one being the games we're looking forward to the most for 22. So for the new year, I am Gulvin. With me always is Joe. Joe, 22 is looking pretty good for games. Already, we're looking at some highly anticipated ones in the early portion of the first quarter. What are your thoughts? What are your hopes for 22?
I am hoping for everything really coming together. We've seen a lot of the people, like, or a lot of the different game industries, come up to the starting gate. Like, this was the Kentucky Derby, or the Indianapolis 500, or the Daytona 500. Okay. Everybody approached the line and just went, hit go this past February and March. And hopefully starting this January. Oh boy. This is going to be really, really, really good, I think.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing to do also is preface this with, this is as of December 18th when we do record the episode before the holiday season. So things may change as a result of this, but this is the latest as we know of the scheduled release date and time for the upcoming games. And so some of them have not even, they've said they 22, but they haven't announced they could be 23, but we're acting if they don't have a hard 23 date in there, that they may be in 22 at some point. And I think that might be how some games are being designed or desired for the game companies is, you know, by that route. But first, what we'll do is we'll jump right into, we'll go month by month and then kind of see, you know, what month makes the most sense with what's coming out and what we look excited for there. And then we have like a little basket of ones at the end. So for January, really nothing too big that pops on top of my head, Joe. Anything that you see that looks like it might be a promising game?
I want everybody to keep this in mind too. Anything that's on these lists that we're looking at right now, they could be on console and not PC, or they could be on PC and not console. So these games might already be out. They're just going to be transferred over to something else. I think that God of War going to PC is going to be huge for PC. And I think that's going to be the same thing with Monster Hunter Rise. Because when you look at these two franchises, these are mega franchises in their own rights, but now you're jumping from console to PC, or you're just releasing on PC, and that's going to be a whole different player base. So, given that there isn't a whole lot coming out,
yeah,
I would argue that Pokemon is going to be pretty big there as well to that particular crowd.
Yeah, I fully agree. I think, I mean, the one I am looking forward to also is the Uncharted Legacy of Thieves collection, because that's for exclusive for PlayStation 5 and PC, meaning it's been optimized. So I expect that to be buttery smooth and really great quality. I do have the regular edition N4, which was part of it. And so this is just kind of like a culmination of those games. But I agree with you. There's really, you know, God of War PC is a big one. But outside of that, you know, Pokemon Legends, you know, that's probably going to do well. But really, but January is generally saved for, you know, people being happy with their holiday purchases or games. So, you know, they think, oh, average person's going to take about a month or more getting through a game. So it makes more sense this way. And then so overall, it's just a, you know, it's a simple and easy month for January. But that leads us into the game-packed February and some really big ones that up until recently I didn't know about. And so I'll lead with this one here for myself. Obviously, Elden Ring is the most hyped at the end of the month for me. Life is Strange, the remastered series, including which is probably going to include a lot of them, maybe even the newest one. That won a lot of awards at the Game Awards. But the one game that I am actually most interested in outside of Horizon Forbidden West is the Lost Ark game. Because it's like almost like a Diablo MMO style. I have seen Asmund play that one on his stream when, you know, when they, because he had, I guess, a pass directly to the developer. So it's kind of like the highlighted. It looks very interesting to me. What about you, Joe?
I am surprised, actually, for as much news as what I have been talking about Destiny 2, the Witch Queen, you didn't pick that one. Wow.
There's so many other games. There's even one above that, Total War, Warhammer 3. It's February is packed. I mean, it's a nice, good, packed month of games.
Out of these games that I could potentially be getting, I'm really looking hard at Horizon, Forbidden West.
Definitely.
This is just how picky I am. Really, there's nothing else there. I already have Life is Strange. There's not too many differences between the remastered collection and the original Life is Strange. Okay. Maybe there's a little bit of artwork done. There's not really a whole lot, you know, in comparison to a Final Fantasy VII remastered, a World of Warcraft classic. There's not a whole lot of difference between the two right now. So I think they got a little bit too into the remastered stuff. They could have waited a couple of years. They could have waited another Life is Strange. Honestly, they could have waited another Life is Strange before doing that. So there could be some other ones that could really do well here in this month too. It's just if you're going to debut in the month of February, good luck. You got some heavy hitters coming out there this month. So, now, March, on the other hand, sir, do you have anything in there for March?
I'm curious about the Starship Troopers Terran Command. I do like the game. And it is like it looks like more of an indie style, like RTS. I'd be curious to see if I can get a free trial of this somehow, or if it's cheap enough, maybe I'll take a stab. It looks like it might be just a Steam game. It's 30 bucks, so it's actually not too bad. But it's RTS, and so I'd just be curious to see how that plays. Because if it's like, you know, base defense on the movie, then I'll probably enjoy it. I think that'd be a good game. But I mean, it's almost, I was looking at this, I was like, nothing really stood out for me on the list here. There is that Tina's Wonderlands, which is coming out for all the major consoles, and Spellforce 3 Reforged. But it almost seems like everybody's going to expect people to be playing the games in February, that not to have any time for March to purchase a game.
Unless you are, here's where I get the butt in. unless you are a Gran Turismo fan, which that game is going to explode. I can guarantee.
Oh, yes, the 7.
Gran Turismo 7 on PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4. That game is going to blow up. And really, in a good thing. I'm going to say underperformer of the year will be Chocobo GP. I'm sorry. Square Enix, we love you. But what were you thinking? Okay, that's a Mario Kart game. Don't do a Mario Kart game, okay?
Well, it's a Final Fantasy Kart game. So it's not Mario, it's Final Fantasy Kart.
No, yeah, I know. But still, that one, I just got a bad feeling that one's going to bomb. So, or maybe it's going to be so bad that people will buy it. Think about that.
Yeah, it's it's, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless, Joe. But then that leads into April, which is another very highly anticipated game, but it's only for Xbox and PC. And that's Stalker 2 Heart of Chernobyl. To me is one of the most hyped games for the middle first quarter of the year. Are you in the same realm as well?
Yep. That's going to be about it. Because really, the way that game was hyped over the past couple of years, would have been PAX or their own Xbox channels, that game just looks, oh my God, it's good. It's going to be good.
Yeah, and then one thing too is that on our list here that we don't have for March, so it's just going back a tiny bit, there is Grand Theft Auto Online and 5 are coming out for PS5 and Xbox Series X. So those are the upgraded editions. Mm-hmm. That's scheduled for March, TBA. Another TBA too is WWE 22 or 2K22.
I am very apprehensive.
That's a TBA.
Let me tell you why. 2K20 was so crap. and rightfully so. The 2K team got so much heat by that. How do you respond? And I do know that WWE has been very angry at 2K about the release. You know, because I listen to a wrestling podcast, and occasionally they do go into gaming when it comes to wrestling games. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how many Twitch streamers mm-hmm. who do the WWE matches. Would actually make up their own characters and set them against each other, or actually play the game. See how that does. I'm just apprehensive because all of the flaws that 2K20 had. Everybody plays 2K19. 19. Okay.
Just a couple years older.
Only because you could see right through Becky Lynch. Seriously. All she had was like skull and hair.
Well, they have come with a couple updates for 22K as well, where it's the completely redesigned game engine, which will probably solve a lot of the, like you discussed, new controls and graphics.
Yes.
More immersive presentation, so you're probably gonna feel like you're watching them playing there. And then a new WWE 2K showcase, my GM, my faction, my rise, etc., ultimate mode type of a thing. It looks pretty good in the graphics that I've seen, and you know, the stills from gameplay. But you will never really know these wrestling games until you get in there, you know, hand on controller type of a thing.
And really it's all games like that. Like 2K really took a big hit, and you know, they do get into other sports ball type games too, like football, basketball. You know, wrestling, WWE is a huge contract. You don't want to mess it up. Mm-hmm. And they did. So how do you respond?
Not to mess it up.
Yeah, like we know with some other games. Speaking of other games, basically moving on, what do you think of... We're limited in April.
Yeah, May, this is... We're starting to get to like...
July, August.
Yeah, we're getting right now to the tiers of like the end dump of games of like right now, nothing... They're not wanting to announce games. They're saying 22. First half 22. But they're not wanting to put it in anywhere in... This which would be the second quarter, April, May, June, because of they don't want to have to push it back. You know, right. so, but the games that are announced and are coming out for May is Vampire Masquerade is going to be a big one. It's a role playing game. It does pretty well on it's more of like a Twitch type game. Forspoken is looking pretty good. There to hack a hack and slash for Switch, and then we. We get into June, and it's Yuri Kill game, accumulation game. So, yeah, April, May, June, Stalker 2 is probably the big game there for myself. Looking forward to between those three. What about you, Joe?
I would tend to agree with Vampire Sons of the Forest. I think Saints Row for August... I think that will be a pretty good hit there for everybody concerned. I really don't see anything, at least on the list that I have before me right now, that I would be excited for that is announced for the month. So is there anything that goes on to the end of the year that has been announced for this year or for 2022 that you are excited for?
I'm curious about Saints Row because it is coming to newer consoles, and that's generally a fun game. It's kind of similar to GTA. Starfield looks really good. That's an action role-playing game that's coming out in November. That's probably going to get pushed back, but because it's 11/11/22, I think they really want to keep that, so it's probably going to come out. That is an ARPG type style game from Bethesda. So it is going to be released on PC and Xbox Series X at the start. That looks really great. And it's the first new IP by Bethesda in 25 years. So it's looking pretty big.
Yeah,
it's like kind of like a cyberpunk shooter. I mean, it's kind of like the new age style game that they're starting to come out with, like with Star Trek, Star Wars style games, but like more gory, I would expect, and more like real. Definitely looking forward to that one. That one's in November that we know of. Trying to think. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it that I can think of. Joe, what about yourself?
That, I think, would save it for the announced dates, I believe.
Fly Audible and travel the worlds. Listen up and settle back. We've thousands of destinations to explore. Treat your ears to an epic stay beyond the wall. Travel long haul to Mars. It'll take your breath away. How does a city break in friendly Gilead sound? Everyone's welcome. Whether it's a spellbinding trip to Hogwarts or traveling back in time to ancient Greece, we'll get you there in style. There is another way to get away. The difference is Audible.
And to support the show and get a free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/groupquest.
Shall we go by alphabet?
Yeah, I mean, I think that sounds good going through the A's, if there's, let's just do that, I guess, because there's so many to be announced, and a lot of these can just, like I mentioned, it's all dependent on can they get it done in time, I think, for a lot of these, and does it make sense? So probably at like CES or any of the first of the year is probably when we'll get more release dates announced. I think they're just being like, hey, it's okay if we bump it back internally.
Right.
Like, I think I think summer is when a lot of games will be starting to get fulfilled, but they want to hold back for financial reasons. And so we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, for A, Joe, why don't you go and take a stab at the A games? Anything jump out at you?
Simple. Avatar. That game, the way that they showed that a few months ago, wow, the sights, the colors, the texture, like OMG. Avatar Frontiers of Pandora will release on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, Stadia, and PC. It's going to be everywhere, and it has to be on the updated consoles because of the graphics of it. Just, oh my god, that one's going to be huge. Anything in the A's outside of Avatar, because I think you would agree with that.
Well, I mean, there's the Aztec Forgotten Gods, which looks like a nice little puzzle game. So I mean, it looks like that might be, oh, it's an action game, but
Arc, you know, Raiders,
it looks what's that?
Arc Raiders possibly, because that one's speaking to me there for some reason.
I mean, it's a shooter type game, so, or actually no, that was the one right below it. I was looking at that one. But it is a shooter. I mean, it's going to depend on how it comes out. Of course, they did that one at the Game Awards. They did the announcement there.
Maybe that's why that was speaking out to me.
Yeah, I mean, it has good graphics. It's almost like a Planetside. That's why I get Planetside vibes from it. But until we get in and actually get some game, you know, some demoing, I'll see. But it does have good promise, though. So, I mean, I would be excited about that.
Yep.
The graphics look really good. I mean, that's one thing, too, is that all these games are going to be on, might even be close to Unreal Engine 5, which is insanely
very great quality.
And so, like, I think it's like, it could be like, if this was on a lower engine, it wouldn't be that good, or you're like, it's not that good. But because the engine that they're using is so just good in itself, it just makes everything around the game just look awesome. And looking at the Arc Raiders gameplay from the Game Awards, it's just looking excellent.
Yep.
But yeah, but Avatar, can't wait for that. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
That's going to be a home run, obviously. I think. It looks really awesome, and I can't wait to get in there and explore. But for that, we jump right into the B games. And the first one on my list is Bayonetta 3, for obvious reasons. Just because of the series in itself, just being, you know, Bayonetta. I mean, it's not really much more you can say. It's going to be a great quality game.
Right. Only on Switch. And really deserves to be on Switch. I think Switch would just love that game. And I think that may be one of the reasons why people will get a Switch if they haven't had one before. So we'll see what happens there. I think
I'm looking at the other ones and nothing really that jumps out to me. I mean, for the B's, just, you know, Bayonetta is really pretty much for me is one of the bigger ones.
Yeah. Yep. And I think that's going to do it for the B's. Anything for the C's?
No, right. Not actually. I mean, there's Cyberpunk 2077 for PS5 upgraded version. That might have a better gameplay, so I'm curious about it, but the game's already out. So to me, yeah, the rest right. of them and C, there's really not too many C games out there that look pretty good.
Right. There's no title. The titles are Choo Choo Carl, Circuit Superstar, Coffee Talk Episode 2, Company of Heroes 3, Crossfire Legion, Cult of the Lamb, Cursed to Golf, Cyber Knights Flashpoint, and Cyberpunk 2077. So none of those titles, none of them speak to me. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the D's where, yep. Let's see, Destiny 2 Lightfall, Destroy All Humans 2 Reprobed. Watch out for that one.
No, yeah, that one looks really good.
And one do we do talk about? Diablo Immortal could be coming out. Ooh, that could be coming out. And you know, we have talked ill of it when it was first announced. That because that's how it was announced. Immortal's gonna look really good on phones.
Do you have phone?
I have phone. No, it's going to look really, really good. Is there anything that you want to speak to outside of the big ones that I have already?
Yeah, set? I mean, obviously, Diablo Immortal is looking great. The gameplay trailers we've been seeing, the gameplay, I joke about it just because it's such a big blunder that they made, but it looks like it's going to be a good game. Another one I'm curious about, and I want to see more, is Dune Spice Wars. Obviously, the new Dune movie came out last year, and it looks really interesting. It's piquing my interest because it looks like it could be a really great game depending on what it is, or if it's just like a simple strategy game or something, maybe it won't be as good, but we will have to see there, because that was really the other one. Dragon Ball The Breakers, some people might say they're excited for that. It's just a fighting game. It's not going to be anything completely different there.
Yep.
And yeah. And then so getting into the e-games is pretty good because there's quite a bit in there. E-Football 22, you know, eSports, PGA Golf, I think are both good, decent games. And then you get back to some of like the more of the classic Square Enix style.
Evil Dead the game. You don't think that's going to get a following? Evil West. Probably not 2022. I'm just going to say that because I believe that was on the Game Awards, and even they said, and no, not 2022. We'll have more news in 2022, but right now, probably not looking good for 2022. So I'm not going to make an opinion on it because I haven't seen the gameplay of it. We've seen the trailer for it, not mm-hmm. the gameplay for it. Nope, I think I would agree with everything else that you said. So let's move on to F's.
Yes.
Fall Guys is going to be Fall Guys. It's going to be Fall Guys. It's going to be Fall Guys.
It's the same game.
that is always like fun to watch. Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis. Anything Final Fantasy always gets me intrigued. Always.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I mean I'm same with you there.
Well, Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis is gonna be an app thing. Oh well, whatever.
And of course, coming up after that for G, God yes. of War Ragnarok. Gonna be one of the most hyped games of the year.
Yeah. Gotham Knights.
Yes.
Gotham Knights. Oh, and a little thing called GTA.
Yeah, remastered.
Remastered. Grand Theft Auto, my God. You don't think that that game would make money hand over fist, right? No. God of War, obviously, yes. I think that's going to be it for G, though.
Well, Gotham Knights looks really good. Is that going to be more like a fighting game, or is it going to be...
That is Batman.
So it's more like the traditional Arkham Knight game.
Yes.
Yeah, that's gonna be a hit, I think. If it's just the same reskin with different skins, then I think it'll be a big hit.
They showed some of the storyline reveals in the DC was it DC Unlimited, I think, and having Batgirl turn evil. Okay, you got a hook in me. You got a hook in me. Okay, I get you. I get you. But yeah, Gotham Knights is just gonna be insane. It's just gonna be insane.
Well, good.
Anything else for the G's?
No.
So let's go H then.
Yes, actually. I think three big ones. The first, Hello Neighbor 2, because Hello Neighbor was actually a pretty fun game. I did play the demo of that. That was pretty fun. So having a secondary probably opening up even further will be interesting to play. And then Homeworld 3, I did see there was that one trailer, I believe, that we did. It's a Gearbox sequel, so it's going to be definitely of good quality. Looks interesting. Maybe it's just shooter only. But the main game that has my interest is, of course, Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty big there for a lot of people, I think. So may not be my type of game, though.
Mm-hmm. And this is for people that are maybe Harry Potter fans or wizarding fans, because it's basically you're a wizard at Hogwarts, and it's almost like an MMO style. Not with other, I think there might be a place for other people, but it seems it's pretty close to that. And it does look pretty cool. Looks pretty interesting. I'm very curious what they'll be doing.
Do you have anything for the eyes?
No, nothing that jumps out to me. What about you?
No. Well, there is I Am Jesus Christ, refer to Christian God. So have at it. Okay.
Yeah.
there's one from that's got my name on it for the J's. I think that's all I can say, though.
Yeah. Joe and Jack, Caveman and Ninja. So it's you in a nutshell. Caveman. Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's an old style. It looked like it's the remake of Joe and Mac, which was a console, I believe, game back in the day. So it looks pretty decent. Mm-hmm. Pretty decent that I can see. But for K's, though, that's where we get pretty interesting, because Kerbal Space Program 2 is going to be coming out. Gonna be a really good game. Number one was fun to play. I played a little bit of that, but not too much. But really good. You know, really, really, really good game overall. And another one is Kirby Forgotten Land. Kirby and the Forgotten Land.
Yes.
That's gonna be a great game. That's gonna be another contender for Game of the Year, I would expect.
I would expect that too. That's only gonna be for Switch. But that's going to be another reason why people get Switch, because this isn't going to be Kirby inline Kirby. This is Kirby open world. And the prospects of that, I think the prospects for all these open world that I'm sorry about that. Everything that we've seen that goes inline Sonic, Kirby, Mario. Mm-hmm. They're going open world. The prospects, the ceiling raises when you make a change like that. I mean, we're expecting big things from Kirby. Big things. So, there's going to be a lot of Switch stuff that we're going to be talking about here.
Yes.
And Kirby is just on the precipice of that. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good. Speaking of Switch, let's get to L's. Because Lara Croft is going to Swift. To Switch. Swift. To Switch. So, any, is there anything else in L's that...
Oh, Lego Star Wars Saga?
Yeah,
because they do a good job. They always do a good job. But yeah, the Lara Croft looks really great. It looks like it's done in the modern style Lara Croft as well. It does. Yeah, it looks just really... I'm looking at some of the previews here. It looks really great. Star Wars Saga, quality game from Lego.
Mm-hmm.
But after, a little Devil Inside 2 is supposed to be a good one. I think that was at the Game Awards that they did that. Supposed to be a good game too. It's like an action style game.
Yep. That does look really good. I would agree. I agree with all of it because, hey, Lego is Lego, damn it. That Lego always does really good there with their games and their anime stuff and just great storylines and all of that stuff. Speaking of good stuff, M's looking pretty good too. Let's start at the top here with Mario. This is only on Switch. The Rabbids Sparks of Hope. And once again, when you're taking a character that goes from inline to, this is going to be a strategy-based game. This is going to be really good. Really, really good. And another thing, Marvel's Midnight Suns also looks real good. Anything else in the M's that you've seen that really piques your interest?
Yeah, Marvel Midnight Suns, I think, is a good one. The mm-hmm. other one that is looking interesting is Metal Hellsinger. And that that looks, it's like a it's a shooter, but it's supposed to be next gen style shooter. And so very curious of, and it's also VR style too. So it's going to be one of those kind of crossover shooter style games. So I'm kind of curious how they're going to be, because anytime someone says next gen, I get kind of curious, what does that mean? Like, what are they calling next gen? And I think that's what this next year, we'll probably figure more stuff out from there. But outside of that, that's pretty much the ones that jump out to me the most.
There's really nothing in for me there in N's or O's. Do you have anything for N's or O's?
Nope. Nothing that jumps out to me. But I do have Pac-Man Museum at P.
Yeah, so do I. So do I.
Pokemon Trading Card Game Live is another one I'm curious about. That was one I would like to see a little more information on. Planet of Lana is like a puzzle box game. It's an indie. It's kind of like Guardian style. Looks pretty interesting.
Yeah.
What about you, Joe? Prince of Persia Remake, Sands of Time. We have to talk about that one. So another Prince of Persia Remake.
Sands of Time Remake. That's coming out for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC.
Yeah, they waited too long to get it done.
Yes, yes, they did.
But it is at least updated. I would expect it to be maybe, you know, some of the features being upgraded as a result of their mm-hmm. delay. So maybe it might delay again. But as of right now, it's a 22 project.
Right now, it's a 22 project. We'll see. We'll see. Anything in the R's? I'm going to say maybe Redfall. I think I've heard. But maybe Redfall. But I don't really see anything in the R's. Do you see anything in the R's?
Yeah, no, unfortunately.
I can't see the S's.
What's that?
I can't see the S's. No, I can. Yeah. There's a lot.
Yes, there is. I was just going to try to say it's Sniper Elite 5, classic. Sniper Elite, always a classic game. The one that I'm most interested in the S's right now is, two of them, is the Star Trek Resurgence game, which we talked about the Game Awards, that they had a nice trailer for, where it looks like a just a good game. And then also Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
Good one. Good one. That's not the one I'm waiting for. The one I'm waiting for is Star Ocean, The Divine Force. It's been a while since we had a Star Ocean game, and oh, I am ready. I am ready. It's gonna be on PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, mm-hmm. Xbox Series XS, and PlayStation 5. What have we been saying about Square Enix? They've turned it around. They've got their stories right.
Yep.
Let's see if they keep it up. Star Ocean. I'm waiting. It's overdue. It's overdue. Yes, I agree with you on Suicide Squad. By the way, have you seen the video trailer for Star Ocean?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I just the name is just so strange. Like, doesn't seem like it's a futuristic style game to me, just by the name. But it does look really good, though.
Titles are always something with Star Ocean. Especially with Square Enix, because they want to try and lead you into a direction. So by saying it's the Divine Force, now you have to ask, what's the Divine Force? Is that like Amon? Yep. Or is it something like Yggdrasil? Or what? This is going to be something that's... I'm curious, damn it. I'm a Star Ocean fan. I do like the series. Okay. I do like the Dragon Quest. I wish that we had Dragon Quest X in the States. No, we can't have that. Damn it. Square Enix, that's you. But still,
mm-hmm.
Star Ocean is going to be a lot of fun, I think.
No, yeah, yeah, definitely. Looking forward to that one.
Okay, so enough of my Star Ocean.
Sonic Frontiers. That's going to be a good one, too. That's when we saw at the Game Awards that they announced. Which is going to be matching up with the game, meaning the movie.
Yes.
It's the first open world Sonic, so it is very ambitious. Mm-hmm. Can they get it done in time? I think it's going to be the question.
And that's going to be a big question right mm-hmm. now. But looking at some of the screenshots of that. Yep. 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 I'm going to be paying for some games. I'm going to be paying for some games.
Yep.
Let's get into tease.
A bunch of good ones here as well. So for myself, I'm looking at Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge for Switch and PC. Classic style game. I'm looking at The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild sequel, whichever that's called. The Lord of the Rings Gollum version is going to be very interesting to play. That's one I would probably like try to test out to see if I like it. I don't know if I would like it, but just the type of a game it is, I would presume I would like it.
Gollum. Gollum.
Yeah.
Gollum. Gollum. That was bad. Terminator, we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. Sometimes games that come from movies just seem like clunky. Sometimes they don't. Spider-Man's been good. Been really good.
The Terminator one is an RTS, so that might actually be pretty good.
Right.
It's one of those ones to where I would like to play a demo of it or see someone playing a demo, like an RTS person, like the Muslim or someone playing it and then giving their input on it. Then just like a couple, like looking almost a generic intro quest or intro mission.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm looking ahead in the list, so we could probably just close this out.
Legend of Breath of the Wild, Legend of Zelda, I think is obviously on the list as a whole as one of the top five most hyped game of the year. It may not come out next year, though. They could be saying that. I think that this might be packaged with a Switch 4K. I know I had to bring it up, Joe.
That could, you know, but that's a good selling point. But one of the things you got to keep in mind, though, is do you have the parts to make it 4K? It's the same thing that PlayStation 5 is going through right now. Okay. Which is what we said last week in the Group Quest podcast. You got to watch out for these bots because all of a sudden they're going to come in, they're going to buy up all this stuff, and then you got to pay extra. Okay. So just be careful. But because they have to do it that way, let me get back on point. You could see 4K maybe not come out even next year. You might see it come out the year after. It depends on, can we get people back to work? Can we get people, can we get things shipped out on time?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get all these different things, done. So, you know, we'll see. For that reason, I don't think 4K is going to come out for Nintendo next year. I think it's going to come out the year after that.
Yeah.
If it does come out next year, it will be in the fourth quarter next year. Okay. Basically, that's me saying I'm not surprised, but, you know, don't get your hopes up. Okay.
No, yeah, definitely.
Be patient. I think we've already spoken about WWE 2K22.
Yeah, I mean really there's not too many right now. I mean, there might even be some that are coming out next year that are not even announced yet. So this is just the list of the announced games, but they don't have a hard date on them. Nothing really for me that stood out beyond the ones we already mentioned in the T-Zone. That was pretty much the only...
Warhammer might be the only thing off of here.
Yep.
That could be the only thing from UVWXYZ. So we shall see.
Yes.
There might be some other games that we don't know of that might show up next year.
Well, I mean, if you think of MMOs... We could easily see a World Warcraft expansion on here, but it's not announced. Overwatch 2 could easily show itself up on here, not announced. I don't think Diablo 4. I think that's already in 23, probably early 23 though. But I think that would be there.
Otherwise, we would have said that here. Mm-hmm. So, yep.
But I think those are pretty good ones to say. Maybe depending on how fast they can get it done. But yeah, I mean, some really good games in there. So definitely looking excited for the year in games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dad would have been up for Pac-Man Museum. Mm-hmm. He would have loved that. He was a huge Pac-Man guy. I don't think he could stand the controllers right now. That, I believe, will do it for us here.
Yeah, Joe, so would you like to let people know how they can reach you on the internet?
I am at Joe Brums on Twitter, twitch.tv/JoeSpace, twitch.tv/stackup.org. Govan, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at GoldenVerses, youtube.com/GoldenVerses, twitch.tv/Golden, MonkCraftPodcast.com, where I talk a little bit about monk stuff. And if you want to get in touch with the show, you can reach us at show@thegroupquest.com, on Twitter at GroupQuest, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and every Saturday, twitch.tv/JohnForge, where we record our live show. And for myself and for Joe, we'll see you on the other side of even more games in 22.
You have been listening to Group Quest. The theme music was Intended Force from Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. For more information and other great shows, point your web browser to thegroupquest.com. Follow the show on Twitter at Group Quest.
I'm Brian Black from the Realm Maintenance Podcast, and for over 7 years, I've been tracking podcasts covering your favorite Blizzard games. Warcraft, Starcraft, Diablo, Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm, Hearthstone. People are talking about these games every week, and Realm Maintenance has been around to help you find your favorites, perhaps add some new shows to your playlist, and learn more about the creators behind the microphone. In 2020, Realm Maintenance is proud to continue on as part of Warcraft Radio. You can listen to new episodes of Realm Maintenance on all major podcast platforms at the end of each month. Each show includes multiple interviews with podcasters and other content creators, along with a recap of all of the biggest episodes from your favorite Blizzard game podcasts, and occasionally information about new shows to check out that you might have not known about before. You can follow at Realm Podcast on Twitter for show news and updates, and for my weekly podcast roundup articles and a directory with links to over 100 shows covering all Blizzard Entertainment franchises, visit Warcraft Radio at warcraftradio.com.
This show is brought to you by StackUp.org. Do you want to help out veterans? To do so, go to StackUp.org. There you will find out ways you can help veterans out. We start out with supply crates. Crates are delivered to veterans who have served or are serving their countries now. Air assaults are our way to get veterans back into the populace by sending them to places like BlizzCon and E3. The stacks are smaller groups in more local locations, such as Pennsylvania, or Pittsburgh, or Columbus, Los Angeles. The big one is our Overwatch program, where we confront mental health issues like PTSD. Mental health issues are the biggest thing that confront veterans on a daily basis. If you want to help us out, go to stackup.org, click the donate button up in the upper right, or you can be a part of the StackUp stream team. You can join our Overwatch program and help out all the people with issues, mental health issues. And you can also raise money if you're streaming a social platform. Just make sure that you go to stackup.org first and get with one of the managers. And remember, veterans are our mission. Gaming is our passion. Just go to stackup.org for more information.
This podcast is part of the Dawn Forge Network. Copyright 2020.